Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Into Tomorrow continues once again. I'm Dave Graveline. We're coming to you from Chicago, Illinois this week. And the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. As a former Miami-Dade police officer, I have a lot of interest in what being shown here, the new technologies especially, things that I wish were around when I was a police officer. But I'm glad that it's for our men and women around the world, for that matter, in blue, if you will, because there's a lot of great stuff to help make their jobs safer, easier, more productive, all the rest of it. And we're delighted that you are tuned into Tomorrow. All 3 hours interspersed with some fun, cool, interesting interviews. So if you miss any of this week's broadcast, be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Even better, be sure to snag the brand new Into Tomorrow updated app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Our next guest is the Assistant Head for Americas and the Caribbean with the UK Department of International Trade, Defense and Security Organization. Defense and Organization spelled not the way we do. But, you know, you get the IDs from the UK. Mark Goldby. Mark, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Dave, thank you very much. I'm very well, thank you, and delighted to be in Chicago and the U.S.
Yes, and we're delighted to have you. I just learned before we started this interview that we're both former police officers, so thank you for your service, and you have the same interest that I do in seeing a lot of the cool new tech here at this conference.
Yeah, that's correct, Dave, and thank you for your kind words. Like all police officers and retired police officers, we all do the same job in difficult, challenging environments. And, you know, technology can actually help. It doesn't create all the answers, but it can actually help police officers to get to the right answers, make them safer, and actually deliver safer communities, which is what we're all about.
Oh, for sure. And you and I seem to be around the same age, more or less. And I'm guessing that you have the same feeling I do as you look around at all the tech being introduced here, saying, wow, would that have been handy when we were police officers, right? And you were with Metropolitan Police in London?
Yeah. That's correct, yes. I did 31 years in the Metropolitan Police and retired as a superintendent in the Counterterrorism Command a whole 7 years ago now, or thereabouts. So yeah, for me, the technology is really interesting, and, you know, there's a lot of technology in the US already, and you guys are really good at doing lots of things, and so are we. And sometimes we have some stuff you haven't got, and sometimes you got stuff we haven't got. So the whole point about being here is to share some of the really interesting technologies from the UK with our US colleagues, and also look at what's happening here and seeing how we can get that back to the UK for our law enforcement to take advantage of as well.
Terrific, because that was going to be my next question. What brings the UK here to this international convention? And of course, there's some great ideas. So what are the kinds of tech things that you're showing to law enforcement, not just from the US, because it is an international conference, literally around the world? I mean, I'm looking at some guys from Nigeria Police Department that are looking at an underwater drone here you have in the UK booth.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we've been coming to IACP now for about 7 or 8 years. We always take a booth. We normally bring somewhere between 6 and 8 companies with us. And so we've done that again this year, and we'll continue to do that. And we look forward to being at IACP again next year. But yes, every year we bring different technologies. There's some really good stuff. You've talked about the underwater robot effectively for doing searches of lakes and oceans. And that's been really, really popular. We've got counter UAV stuff. We've got companies with software solutions. We've got companies that have got products which monitor I suppose the best way of describing it, monitor the computers and the systems that police officers use with a view to helping keep them safer and identifying potential corruption. But actually, more importantly, and what's really interesting about that particular product, it can look for officers who are vulnerable and are doing things on their computers which might flag up some vulnerabilities, which would help an intervention to keep that officer safe as well.
And while we're all concerned about cybersecurity, especially as consumers, it's even more important, as you bring up, for our law enforcement personnel to be secure in everything that they're doing, whether it's a report writing or running a subject and getting information. You don't want somebody hacking into one of those computers for sure.
No, absolutely. And you know, the public expect the police officers to act with integrity, and therefore they would want those systems and they want their data protected and kept safe. And some of these products will actually do that. But as I said, also identify officers who perhaps have their own vulnerabilities. We have other companies as well that have got apps that you can put on a phone to help you do your daily tasks as a police officer. Very simplistic stuff, but really good, powerful sort of capability that will just make a police officer's life that much easier. We've got others with tracking devices who can track, and that can be often in the prison service maybe, or for prisoners, or others where we've got vulnerable members of the society. So elderly people, for example, who you can, if they're in a home maybe and there's concerns that they might be wandering off, they just wear a very simple device and they can be tracked, and if they do wander off, easily recovered. So lots of different interesting products.
And these are all developed in the UK by UK companies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All in the UK, and looking to actually work with UK law enforcement, US law enforcement to get the products out to the US and, as you say, globally. This is a global event. And that's really important for the companies when they come with us, that yes, they're getting a big exposure in the US. But likewise, you know, we've had, you mentioned Nigeria, I'm just waiting to speak to some police officers from Ireland. But we've also had a lot of the ones from the Caribbean, Latin America. We have colleagues with us who are working in Colombia. We have colleagues with us who are working in Canada. So, you know, we have a global spread, and this is a global international event. So we're delighted to be here.
Terrific. Well, you're a delight to speak with, and I thank you for giving us a few minutes as well. Keep the great networking going, because not only can we in the U.S. Law enforcement use some help from everywhere else in the world, but vice versa. And, you know, I think everyone in the U.S. is happy to share their knowledge as well with not only you guys in the U.K., but anywhere else in the world, as long as it, as you said, is helping to keep all of our citizens safe. That's the goal.
That's absolutely correct, and it is that partnership that we look forward to developing as time goes forward. So thank you very much, Dave, and thank you to your listeners.
Our pleasure, Mark. Very good. Mark Goldby with the UK Department for International Trade, Defence and Security Organisation. That you want to visit their website and see what they and their team are up to, visit gov.uk. I'm Dave Graveline from Chicago, Illinois. This week I had to stop and think for a minute. Let's see, last remote broadcast was China, the one before that Germany. Yeah, I'm in Chicago right now. And Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.